Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I'm always so pleased that you've chosen to join me. Today is my day to be able to answer your questions based on your name, which is always, to me, the most exciting of all the times because I get to demonstrate and share what Nameology Science is all about. Before we start today with, and I love it when you guys call in, and before we start, I want to mention something that quite a few of my guests have mentioned to me. And that is, they say something to the point of, you know, people that call us, we have worked on our gifts. We have developed our gifts. Like Nameology Science, just as an example, took me 15 years to develop. Then I tested it in over 70 countries for 3 years. I put a lot of time, work, and effort into getting this skill. And the people that I have on my show as guests that you guys are so fortunate to be able to hear and call in and get, you know, some free assistance from have equally put in a ton of time learning what they're able to do. And even if they say, well, I've had this from birth, they don't know how to present it. They don't know how to utilize it well. It's like that great piano player. Well, he had a talent from birth or, you know, or an ability to have that he could develop, but it took time and practice and energy to develop that. When I started meditating, I was asked if I would like to know how to channel. Okay, now I'll admit that I got a lot of Nameology. I was guided all the way through because I was already meditating and having meditated for years. And I was guided all the way through. They didn't do it for me. But like I said, I was guided. They asked questions. They put me in the right direction. They brought the right people in so I could look at the names. I mean, it was totally a joint effort. But I was told before I started this, they said, if you go on this spiritual path in developing these gifts, it will take approximately 10 years off of your life because you are literally giving life force energy every time you give a reading. So every person that I have as a guest on this show is giving life force energy to you and sharing that when they are a guest on the show. My thought was, well, I haven't had those 10 years, so I won't know what I'm missing. And to me, that just means I get to go home early. So I said, okay, let me do it. I wanted to dedicate my life to spirit. And yet I hear so often from different people that people are not aware or cognizant of the time differences, and they may call at 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock at night. They expect instant response, instant answers. And for an example, my guest of last week, she has twins. She took an hour of her time in the evening hours because it was 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. her time, and then she's got to help her kids get ready for bed, make sure everything's good, do the dishes that she's left undone, all of that stuff. And yet people can expect instant answers because they didn't get on. Well, she didn't call me right away. What's the problem? And so all I'm asking is that you remember out of the kindness of your heart that most of us have worked on our gifts longer in years than it would take someone to become a doctor. And yet we're not concerned or considered, I would say is a better word, with the same kind of respect for how many years we put into developing a gift. And so like one of my guests just called me today and she said, you know, people call me, but then they want me to give them a ton of stuff for free. They would never ask another professional, a doctor, oh, here, give me free time, or a lawyer, oh, here, give me free time. And yet it's taken just as long and often just as much money and able to develop their gift and pay their teachers and learn. So all we're asking, since it is really our joy to share, and we've chosen this lifestyle because we want to share, we wish to assist other people, is to be respectful of what time you're called and not to expect freebies and to realize that there's a lot of dedication that goes into this as each one of us truly wants to be of assistance for everybody else. And so I'm just going to ask that on behalf of everybody who's talented in their profession, whether it's an astrologer, a name reader, a numerology expert, you know, a psychic, a doctor, a lawyer. It doesn't matter. A teacher. It doesn't matter. I mean, I so honor my webmaster. Oh, my gosh. He is so fabulous. And by the way, just so that you know, if you have any glitches with our web stuff right now, he just got through last week moving it from one server to another server. And so now we have to go in and find all the bugs that didn't transfer right. So if you're having glitches, just email me at info@knowthename.com. And if there was about 3 days where I couldn't get emails, so we always like to answer within 24 hours. And if you didn't get an answer, it's because we didn't get it. We were in this process of moving, and we're almost done. Almost. He's now putting in, as of today, different classes I've taught so that you can buy recordings and actually sign up and get it right there instead of taking it live if that's your choice. So he's just working on that now. Anyway, we're all excited. The other thing is I've also got a brand new website coming up that's going to be called The Name Lady. And it's totally formatted differently, so you can choose which kind of formatting you like better. The old style, which is knowthename.com, or the new modern style, which is thenamelady.com. Okay, having said that, I would love to start taking calls. So I probably will slaughter this name, but it looks like Daylin, I'm hoping. Anyway, from Texas, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. How can I help you?
Hi, it's Daylin, and that was pretty good.
Okay, good. Thank you. I thought, interesting spelling.
And it was so poignant what you just said right now. It just really moved me because I felt that inside, and it was just needed to be said. So thank you.
Well, thank you for hearing it. I mean, I have enough, you know, I've gotten friends with these people and they're really donating an hour of their time when they come online, and they promise to call people that I haven't been able to call in. And I think that's so kind of them. And then when so many of them this past week said, you know, Sharon, we don't understand this piece, you know? And so I thought, I need to say something. So how can I help you?
Well, I would like to see what patterns you get from this name that I'm sharing with you, and then I'll tell you about that name, and I have a couple of questions after that. Is that okay?
I can take one question so we can get through everybody, okay? But you're always welcome to ask a whole ton if you get a reading with me. Okay, so Daylin, did I say it right or wrong?
Daylin.
Daylin.
You can say it Daylin.
Mm-hmm. No, I want to say it right like you do, Daylin. Okay, so what your name says is that you're very spiritual and you're learning about different religions. So you're learning how your spirituality connected from or came from different religions. This name says that you're able to do anything that you put your mind to. You have a tendency to be a workaholic, but you can make a great couch potato at the end of the day. It says you have a fabulous memory. There's spirituality all the way through it. It says you're very organized. You'll generally have good health all the way through, a lot of self-confidence. You can see things from other people's points of view, even when you disagree with them. And when you're stressed, you want everybody to give you their time and their energy because you need to become unstressed. You know, but you, excellent leadership, okay? Can get a little bit, how do I want to say it, where you don't want to listen to a different opposing point of view because you've got it, you figured something out. It's like, no, I got it, leave me alone. And so you'll listen up to a point and then you go, okay, no more. I got it. I'm done. So that's just some of what's in your name.
Okay.
So tell me about this name. I love the spelling.
Well, you know what? It's from some of the people that you've interviewed, Zofia, who I love, and Leon, I think it is, Zana Mayari, and your books, and Cabalarian. I've been studying because I love studying, and I put this name together, and I will be making this a legal name, but I wanted your sending me off, you know.
Oh, you totally got my blessings. Totally have my blessings.
Oh, thank you.
It's fabulous. It's a fabulous name. If I was going to change one thing, okay, where you have the I in the middle name, I would make it an E. Or I would make it a double E. So let me tell you what the difference is. Okay? If you have an I where you have it in your middle name, and I'm sorry, everybody, I always like privacy, so I'm not spelling this for you. But if you have an I where you have it, It means that you cannot get enough attention when you're stressed, that everybody's got to drop what they're doing and help you. If you put an E there, it says that you have a generosity of heart, and it pours out to everybody. If you put a double E there, it'll enhance your intuitive abilities and help you become more psychic. So I'm saying that I put you in a needy position. Both the E and the double E gives you gifts and helps others.
Oh, okay, okay. I will do that.
And that would be my only suggestion.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. I've read your book so many times, and I understand. I study astrology, and I know that sometimes we all have challenges, and there's no perfect name, and I had to go through that. And so I'm really excited. I'm going to be putting my house up for sale on your next radio show when you're talking with us, you know, without a guest, on September 3rd. COVID transplant, and I'm still not making any income after, you know, through my self-employment stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and sell my house and change my name, and it seems like a good time to make a new start. Don't know if if you had anything else to say about my name.
What city are you in? Oh, yeah, I can talk for 2 hours on a name, but what city are you in?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Okay, and I just wanted to see if that was going to be a good idea for you to sell or not at this time, okay?
Yeah.
And simply because it's a wonderful time for buyers. If anybody wants to sell, it'll go fast. It's a wonderful time for buyers because houses are down a little bit. However, in your situation, it's a wonderful time to be out of Austin. Okay? And then I would love it if you got a session with me. We could go through all the wonderful things in this name and how it compares to the birth name, and so how you're going to be doing things differently, you know, how it's going to help you shift, and also looking at exactly where you would flourish in what city and what state.
Yes, that I'll need to do it once the house is sold, yes. And, you know, I did just on the, and I would love to do that. And on the last name, I was kind of curious, putting an E-N at the end or an N-E like I did.
Okay, so... And I would prefer the EN because it's stronger and it gives you more gifts and it supports the rest of your name. It like enhances it, makes the rest of your name strong. So I'd put an EN.
I'll be darned. Okay. I just love this stuff. Thank you so much for sharing and listening.
You're so welcome. And I'm going to say that you may want to have an enunciation, because I know it was hard for me, and I'm usually really good with names because I was in schools for 40 years and taught over between 150 and 300 kids, that you may want to have it pronounced Daylin. Mm-hmm. It would add more spirituality, but leave the spelling exactly like you've got it.
Oh, Daylin instead of Daylin. Okay.
Yes. It will be easier on people to say and to remember, but it also, then you get the... You get the advantage of both the letters that you hear that aren't written. And they're good letters because they're spiritual letters. And they're top-of-the-line spiritual letters. Okay?
Okay. You know, I worked on this for 2 years, Sharon.
I can see that. And I love the fact that you use Leon's stuff, too, because, you know, he's a friend. And I love his stuff. Oh. We're different. He has asked if we write a book together, and I said, not this year, wait till 2021. I don't have time. You don't have time for what we're doing. But in 2021, we hope to write a book together and combine our systems and say, here's some more information.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I wondered, y'all. I couldn't get y'all on the same page. It seemed like it was sometimes quite different. So that's amazing.
Talked about that for a few years. He's a wonderful man, by the way. I can't say enough nice things about him. He's just a wonderful being.
Wow. Okay, thanks. That gives me some confidence using his system, and I have talked to him on the phone before. So, well, thank you. I hope you have a good rest of the evening, and everyone else, too.
Thank you. A great name change. Okay, Weston, you the best. Anna, thank you for your patience. Anna from California. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. Yes. I was calling in regards to my name. I'm kind of similar to the lady who just spoke to you. I also was meditating on picking a name for me for the last 2-3 years, and it kind of came to me, this name, and I was kind of using it for business, and I was hoping to maybe possibly legally change it, maybe not now, but maybe in a few years. But I just wanted to see what your take was on that, because I also was using the numerology with Glynis McCants, and I saw you the other day when you were on listening to her, too, on the July 9th show.
Yeah,
and I saw you there.
Yeah, because all of my numbers are the same. All my birth numbers are 777. And it's funny. I mean, she interpreted like all of my numbers were the same. Well, no, because my name adds up to an 11. Oh, my birth name added up to 11. My married name added up to a 33. And then the name I chose for myself once I knew Namology Science, I only changed my last name. And then I said, okay, I need to figure out if this is the appropriate last name because it was early in the system. And so I was meditating that night, and they said, and I heard, do the numerology, and I added it up, and it adds to a 77. So I figured I went from an 11 to a 33 to a 77. So it enhanced my numbers and the 11. So I thought, okay, we're good. you have conflict in this name between the first name and the middle and the last. The middle and the last go together really well, but the first name is in confluence with it. So what that means is you'll be going along just fine with the first name that you chose as Anna, but the minute you go under stress, it's like you become a different person and nobody knows who they're working with.
Okay. So would it be better? Oh, okay.
So there's conflict between the two. So
the first and the middle.
The first and the middle, or the first and the last. So the first name has conflict between it and the rest of the names you picked.
I see.
You've either got to keep the first one, which is really kind of cool because it's a palindrome, which means it reads the same forwards and backwards, which means that you can see things from 360 degrees. You can see everybody's side of everything. Okay, so that's kind of neat. The middle name that you have chosen is very good for intuition and everything, but you come at the world from such a different place.
I see.
You know, that you're going to have a hard time making a decision.
I see. Okay.
Okay, and that would be my concern. I mean, I love the letters. I like the name. It's just with the first name, it's like you can, when you put those two together, you're going to be, you know how they say that Libras can never make up their mind?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a Libra, but I have so much darn Virgo in my chart that I have no problems coming to a decision. But it's like you're going to have a really hard time coming to a decision because you see so many angles, and then you have this huge heart, and you're not going to want to hurt anybody, so you're going to end up standing still. And also in this name, you don't have any manifestation letters, so you're going to have to depend on other people to take care of you. And I don't think that's what you want to do yourself.
No, Okay?
So it needs some work. Either ditch the first name and work on a new first name and keep the rest, or keep the first name and ditch the others.
Keep the first name and sorry. I'm sorry, keep the first
either,
name and...
Either keep the first name and ditch the rest of it, start again on the rest, or keep the middle and last and get a new first.
I see.
But you got to put some manifestation in there. You got to put something in there so that you have a way of offering a service that other people are going to pay for so that you can support yourself. And you're missing it.
I see. Okay.
You know,
sounds so good.
Maybe that's not important to you, but I always think it's important to be able to take care of yourself.
No, of course. And that is my main thing, too, as well. So I don't want to be, you know, in that situation at all. So, it makes sense.
Add an M or a T, but do not add the M as the first letter of the name. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, Pauline from New York. What can I do for you?
Thank you for accepting my call. I think I gave my name that I had already picked out with you. And so I wanted to, I don't know if you're going to let me ask this question, but based on the last person that you had on your show, I sort of wanted to know where my name is fitting me in my, I guess, health-wise. See if it jives. I mean, I already had my mini reading, and I am definitely going to do more with her when I get the funds. And you've got to be first. I got to do a session with you before I do it with anybody else, because you're the one that brought me to everybody.
bless you.
Any extra money, you're first, because I really love how you do your neuronamology. Everybody's picking up on your neurology, you know that? A lot of numerologists are using the name now, also. They start bringing up the name.
Now. Yes, because it's important, but they look at it so differently than I do. And yeah, I like numerology. I like astrology. I like, it's like all different sides of the same pyramid that all goes to the same place. Okay. And I will tell you why I'm prejudiced. And I'll just admit I'm prejudiced. I like namology because even people that have taken human design, which is this incredible body of knowledge, will come and take namology science with me. And in 15 hours, they go, oh my God, I can get everything out of namology that I can get out of human design. And this is so simple. And I think it's because I taught math for so many years and so many people normally struggle with math that I learned how to make things simple.
Definitely. Yes, true. A lot of people have a fear of math. So definitely, that's a great idea. Namology. So
yeah.
Is it possible to look at that name, and or should I give you my original name to
nope,
see where my health is really challenging me?
Okay, it goes by the name you go by. Health goes by the name you go by. Okay?
Then name was my spiritual name that I'm going to go to, but right now that's not where I'm at the moment. So, all right, then I got to give you back the, it's Pauline.
Yeah.
And it would be Cito, that's my middle name, and then the Blenner. B-L-E-N-N-E-R. B as in boy, L as in Larry.
Got it.
E, N as in E, N again, E-R. Okay.
Got it.
Sorry, I didn't know which one to bring up.
Yeah. I really like the name that you gave to Don, my producer. Okay?
Yes, I know.
With Cito is your last name. I really like this name. It's very strong. When I'm looking at it, okay, the only thing that you would have to be concerned with, according to health, is getting into accidents. So you have to be careful not to fall if the floor's wet. Okay? So if you learn to, and think about it, if you drop a knife, I hope it's not over your body. I hope it's over a counter. You know, you would just have to make sure that you're taking what I want to call normal precautions that may not be normal for everybody, so that you have a mat or something in your bath or your shower so that when it's wet and you're in the tub or the shower, you're not slipping. You have something, you know, that you can grip. Okay? Because the only thing in health-wise in this name, two things. Okay, but that's the big thing, is that you don't cause an accident to yourself. Okay? And moving this over to the last name, because it was not the birth last name. If it was the birth last name, I would say you could inherit being a diabetic, but it's not the birth last name. And in your birth last name, you don't have that. So you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, should I have given you birth my birth last name? Because that's what I was wondering, if that was the original. But that, I guess when I have a full session with you, that's when I can ask those kind of questions. Okay.
Exactly.
I don't want to take extra time because it's not fair, like you said, and it was me that was guilty of what you said to the audience. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way.
You want to say, I don't hold anything against anybody.
Very considerate, and I am pretty like blunt, and I'll just say it like not think twice. And so I'm glad you pointed it out. Not just for me, I know. You meant it for everyone.
It is, and it's common. You know, I don't want you to feel badly about it. It's common.
No. But you, if nobody corrects you, you'll never realize, right? So it's right. Even if you don't have to like admit to it if you want to, but I know I'm the one that actually did that. So I'm going to admit to it and apologize. And I don't even know.
Oh, bless your heart. You know what? I talked with the other person involved, and I said, she's got a good heart. And she said to me, this was a nice person. And I said, yeah, it wasn't thinking. You know, we don't always think because we don't know. You know?
Yeah.
And
I'll never do that again, because like you said, in the future, if I ever do any kind of work like this, I wouldn't want anybody to treat me the way that I treated.
Well, bless your heart. Know that you're forgiven.
You.
Nobody held anything against you. Okay.
Thank you very, very much. I'm looking forward to that new book of yours coming out.
Well, I've got one coming out this month that's on what my dad taught me. It's called What Happens When. And watch the newsletter, because whenever the publisher keeps promising me is coming out this month, it's been written for over a year. The day it comes out, it'll be on sale, ebook version for 99 cents, What Happens When. And it's just, it's what I learned from my dad. And it was, he literally taught us how to think. And I thought, I was in a classroom so often, and I'd have the kids come into my classroom if they weren't comfortable eating in the cafeteria. So anybody that was being bullied or didn't have any friends that hour for lunch, you know, because they all had a different lunch or whatever, a lot of kids came into my classroom every day for lunch because they were comfortable. And things would happen, and like somebody would start choking, and I'd go, raise your left arm, because that opens that passageway, and, you know, raise your left arm while I'm walking over to get you, you know, to help you. And if you don't remember which one's left, raise them both, you know. And the kids would always ask me, how do you know that? How do you know that? And there were so many times I said something in the classroom and the kids go, how do you know that? And I think, my dad taught me this. Aren't your dads teaching you this? And so that's what motivated me to write the book, What Happens When? Because dad would always say, what are you going to do when this happens? What are you going to do when that happens? So that one's coming out this month. Like I said, 99 cents, totally different book. But I am working diligently, writing 2 hours a day. And I've blocked off some reading time so that I could literally 2 days a week just sit and write. I'm going to get that health book out. It's okay. Coming along.
It's coming along.
My goal is that you can...
I got to get the first book. I haven't even gotten any of the books yet. And that's really what I've got to start to do before I even get to read the health book, right? I need to do the first book.
Yeah, it's helpful because, yeah, all of them are kind of based on the first book, and then it's a building block.
Okay.
Anyway,
exactly.
Be good. Take care. Right. You're good. Okay, Keita, welcome for your patience. Thank you. Keita, welcome. Okay, do we have you online? Did I pronounce it right? Yes, now I can. Did I pronounce it right with Keita?
You did.
Okay, great. So I just want to let everybody else know that Akita wrote me earlier, which you guys are all welcome to do. Again, my email is info, like short for information, at knowthename.com. And she wrote me earlier and she asked some questions. So Akita, I'm just going to say the part that could help you on your name in this short little brief little piece is that you came in with an unbelievable ton of what I want to call karma or learning. Your soul wanted to have so many experiences because it wanted to give it an opportunity to erase anything that was ever done wrong to you or by you. Okay? And so from all time, and it's kind of like you set it all up that you said, this is my lifetime. I am so going to clear my slate. And I'm going to get rid of all this stuff that could be considered karma. Okay? And so you came into a situation where people were not honest with you. You didn't learn who to trust and who not to trust because the people that you would have trusted were not trustworthy. And then they called you by a name that took advantage of you and that took your belongings and that took your peace of mind and that stole your ideas. And so it just made bad go to worse. Okay? And then you have a name that says you can get mad, and you get mad when people don't treat other people correctly, okay? But the fact that you know enough to ask for help, the fact that you know enough that you're searching for your own self-discovery is kudos to you, because I want to say, looking at your name, you've not ever had it easy. I mean, you stack the deck to say, I want to clear this, I want to clear that, I want to clear all of this stuff, and go into the light and learn how to forgive and learn how to really love from a different level. So I want to give you a different definition of forgiveness, okay? And forgiveness is not forgetfulness at all. Forgiveness, if you split the word in half, it's for and give. And it means you are for, not against, giving all the problems, all the troubles, all the people that did you bad, all the rotten things that have happened in life. And you are for giving all of that back to God and let him carry it. And through his universal laws, let him make it right. and you give yourself freedom, and so that you can go forward without dragging garbage with you. And your freedom lies in your ability to forgive all the wrongs that have been done to you in this lifetime, which by looking at your name, you've had more than your fair share. Okay, is that helpful?
Yeah, very.
Okay, sweetheart. And, you know, I can see the good things in your name. I can see where you want to go. You are a natural leader. You have a big heart. You don't always know your own self-worth and value, and that's partly because of how you were reared and what people did. It's your childhood to you that just screams from your name that you were not treated appropriately. So just know that it's not you, not this lifetime. Okay? And so it's a little bit harder to get where you want to go, but your name says you'll make it. You'll make it. And your key is learning how to forgive. And all that means is giving it back to God, don't carry it with you, and go forward from here. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So I look forward to when you have a reading with me. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, because we can clear a lot of that when I have more time with you. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're so welcome, Kita. Okay, Maxine from North Carolina. Maxine.
Thank you for taking the call.
You are so welcome. I love your middle name. Anyway, I'm a bit prejudiced. Yeah, same as mine. No wonder I love it. And you spell it exactly right.
Absolutely. There's only one way to spell it, right?
Well, no, there's more than one, but that's the best way.
Yeah.
Best way for us, anyway. Not the best way for everybody, best way for us. Okay, Maxine, okay. What can I do? How can I help you?
Well, I've heard you on the radio on Coast to Coast a few times, and this is the first time I've been able to really make your program. So, I was curious, not so much about my name, although I am, but I don't want to take a lot of time, but and maybe I should make an appointment with one of my granddaughters. But since you have my name, I'll go with what you
have
to tell
me. That's okay. Did you want me to look at your granddaughter's name?
Yeah, that was kind of why I really called rather than myself.
Okay.
I'm
what's
interested
your first
in
name?
Myself, but her first name is Eleanor, E-L-E-A-N-O-R.
Okay. I don't want her last name. Just give me the first letter of her last name.
H.
Okay, it's the same as yours then. Okay.
Yeah.
We try not to say the full name on air because we like to give you some kind of privacy. Okay?
Sure.
So first of all...
Do you need her middle name at all?
Nope. Not for what I'm going to do. Okay. I'm just going to compare her name to yours. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So this is a child whose name tells me that she should be very good looking, by the way. She should have a lot of very nice physical features. She is constantly going between her heart and her mind and which one should be dominant, okay? She, from her name and the spelling of it, tells me that when she can't decide between her heart and her mind which way to go and how to make the decision, she needs to follow her heart, all right?
Okay.
She's
going to
grow up with a lot of self-confidence. She's a smart cookie, all right?
Yes, she is.
There's going to come a time in her world when she wants to get away from home. She needs to leave. She's like the prodigal son. She needs to leave, go find herself, find out who she is when she's not being overseen so closely by others, and then be able to come back and hold her own. Okay, so when that time comes to depart, whether it's going away to college, whether it's going away to a summer camp, whether it's moving out of the home because now she's on her own, doesn't matter. She will find her own way, and then she'll come back again. So it's really important that everybody realizes she's not gone for good. She just needs a break because she needs to find out who she is in her mind and what she wants, because it's almost like she's accepted for her what everybody's told her is right for her. Okay, and she needs to figure out what's right for her. Now, you and she have different communication styles. You come from, on the wheel of communication, you're exactly opposite each other, which tells me that there can be miscommunication, even though that's not the intention. All right? So it would help if every time you saw her, you started with, how are you feeling? Just ask her. How are you feeling? It's not what are you doing, how are you? It's how are you feeling. She needs to find a safe outlet to talk about feelings. Okay, and that would help her tremendously if that opportunity is just always there. And what she needs help in is to identify with words her feelings. Are you mad, sad, glad, happy, miserable, fearful, whatever? Okay, she needs help putting a name to it. Once she can name how she feels, then she knows how to handle it and deal with it, and it's not an issue. It's finding the name, because it's almost like saying, if there's a name to this feeling, then I'm not strange, weird, whatever, abnormal. Okay, because somebody else has had it or there wouldn't be a name for it. So that's what she needs most, and just to believe in her when she's having a hard time believing in herself. Now, she's got in her name that fairness is very, very important. So make sure that whenever you've made her a promise, you follow through, because she has a real issue with anybody who says they're going to do something and then they don't. She holds it. She holds it. It's like, that person wasn't fair. That person wasn't truthful. And then she doesn't want to share and talk with people that weren't truthful. But if you say you're going to do something and then you don't, she considers that a lie. And she doesn't want to have much to do with people who are liars. Okay? Honesty is very important to her. So you tell her, honey, this is what I plan to do with you. And if I forget, it's not because I don't want to do it. It's because I honestly forgot. And all you have to do is remind me, and I'll be glad to carry through, just in case I should forget. And if you've told her that enough times, then she won't consider you as a liar when you forget. She'll just say, oh, she forgot. Let me help her remind her. And that will help the relationship between the two of you. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. She's a beautiful, beautiful person with this name. Okay? Yes, she has really good intent, incredibly smart.
Oh, absolutely. And she's only 4.
Yeah, incredibly smart. Her name literally says she'd make a good scientist or a good doctor. A pediatrician.
Right.
Or do something in science. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Maxine. Okay, April from California, it is your turn. God bless you with the patience. Also, for anybody else who would like to call in, we're taking calls at 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. You still have time to call and get in. Okay, April, you are next. What can I do for you?
Hi, first-time caller, first-time listener. So I'm kind of looking forward to what you see in my name.
Okay, is this a birth name or a married name?
This is my birth name.
Okay, so I'm going to say that there were plenty of times when you felt your parents were over-controlling and just were not very kind or nice. Okay, not always, just sometimes. Okay, and yet they taught you that blood was thicker than water, and therefore you got to learn how to deal with it. So you said,
yep.
Okay, so your response was, I may know how to have to learn how to deal with it, but I am not making family my priority. I will make it a concern, but it's not going to be my priority because I haven't been real happy with family all the time. Okay? So it's like you'll show up when you have to, but when you don't have to, it's like, you got other things to do. You have a tendency to be a workaholic. You have a great power of influence. Okay? But you're a very hard worker. You may be slow to start the work in the day. It's kind of like you need a warm-up period. But you're good with working because you want to get the job done once you start. Okay? And honesty is really important to you. And your words carry weight, according to your name. People actually really listen to you. And so just be aware of that. Think about it as every time you talk, April, that you're like on a megaphone and everybody in the world's going to hear you. So how do you want those sentences
to
come
out?
Okay?
Yeah.
And you would make a great broadcaster with your name, by the way. You would make a great TV host, somebody on TV that's like Oprah, all right? Doing that kind of a show, or on television, any of that, or on radio. okay? Because you have a way of saying things or putting things down, you know, on paper or in your voice that's going to make an impression on other people. The good thing in your name is that every year gets better than the year before. So as you get older, the years get better, okay? And I always think it's a whole lot better to have it set up that way than have all your good years when you're young and every year gets worse. You know, like, oh, my God, I need to go back.
Right.
But you have totally set it up where as you're aging, it gets better. Now, I want to say all except for 2020. 2020, I just call it the year of sorrows. We all need to get through 2020. Okay? And literally by April of next year, I think we're all going to be a lot happier that we lived through this and we're going forward and it's positive again. Okay, I just see messes ahead because when I look at everybody's name, I just go, oh, we're all going through this mess. Anyway, you have to just, there's a warning in your name that when you get stressed or when you're time challenged, that you have a tendency to do things the hard way instead of doing them simple. And that's because it's like you freeze up and then you just go for it to get it done instead of, because you're time challenged, you don't take the time to think about the easiest way to get it done. And if you just make that one adjustment, okay, I'm time challenged, but what's the easiest way to get this done? And sometimes it's asking for help. That'll help your life be smoother because that's when you're feeling the most pressure is when you're time stressed. Okay, so that's some of what's in your name. Okay, do you have a question on that, April?
Well, it's funny because I'm what people would call psychic. So when you told me that I have this thing with having a way of saying things so that people understand, that's in line with how do I give this back to the world, so to speak, you know, because God gave it to me. So how can I be of service is the question.
Okay, so you start with all your neighbors and everybody you run into. You literally do. Okay. You just start.
Which is what I've been doing. Yeah.
Okay. And then you get a YouTube channel. That's the easiest way to get out there. Of course, mine's just starting, and I've been out here for years just because I was technology challenged for a while. But you can do that and get out there. You can start writing articles for different magazines, be a guest contributor. That's another way of getting out there that's really good. You can ask your local paper if you can have a column in it. You can look at a local radio show and say, you know, that's one like daily, and just ask if you can go on once a month and just help and answer questions. Okay. There's a lot of ways of starting. The other way, I will tell you, I started by volunteering to give talks to every Kiwanis Rotary Club, Kiwanis Club, you name it. And I said, let me come talk for 20 minutes. That's how I got mine out there. Okay. Or then I would say to so many people, I'm working on this thing about interpreting the letters in a name. Would you mind if I looked at your name and asked you some questions to see if I'm hitting this right? And of course, everybody wants to hear about themselves. So they said, yes. And then some of them said, oh, could you help me with these others? And I'd say, yes. How about if you sign up for an appointment? You can start that way too.
Awesome.
And I used to think, I feel sorry for anybody that's sitting on an airplane next to me because I'm asking questions. Okay. I've sold
so many
books.
Thank you so much for being of service.
You know, well, and thank you for coming, you know, and being of service also. Your one warning, I would say, is in your name it says you will self-sacrifice yourself for the good of others. And if you don't take care of you and if you don't have good boundaries, you'll get used up. Because as people recognize the gift, they'll come at you at all angles, all nights, all hours, all whatever. And you've got to have really good boundaries on when you're working and when you're not. Because if not, you'll burn yourself out. Okay? Because that's in your name.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, April. You
thank
have a great evening. Okay, Parisha.
Bye-bye.
Parisha, it is your time. You called in a few times. How can I help you?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. I actually wanted to ask a couple questions if it's possible.
You get
first one.
Pick which one's most important. Everybody gets one so I can have a chance to talk with more people. What's most important for you?
So what do you see in my name? And then I was recently given a spiritual name, Aisha, and I wanted to ask about the spelling of it, which one you suggest is better for me, and if I can use it as a middle name.
Okay, how do you think you want to spell Aisha?
Actually, two ways. One, which came to me first, was A-I-S-H-A, and then the second one, A-Y-E-S-H-A, which was somebody else's idea.
Okay, so it's funny because when I first put it down, I put it down as an I-E-S-H-A, because that's what it sounded like to me, Aisha. Okay. So, but I'm going to look at your spelling, which is the A-I-S-H-A, okay? So, if you keep the spelling that starts with an A and then an I, everything is in agreement. The one that somebody else suggested doesn't work for you, okay? And the way that you have spelled it, the A-I-S-H-A, is in absolute harmony with the rest of your name, so you can easily put it in as a middle name, okay, easily. Easily. It reinforces letters and placements and goals that you already have, so it strengthens those and gives you more oomph to get them done. Okay? So absolutely in there. The only challenge, and it's not a bad thing at all. The only challenge is that when you put this in as a middle name, there are times when you're just going to say, I need my privacy, I need my freedom, I just need alone time. And so just to be aware of that. Okay? And that's not a bad thing, but sometimes it'll just become overpowering. Like, you could be in the middle of a fun gathering, and you could go, it's now. I need some privacy. Okay?
So
just to be aware that that comes with it, but I don't consider that a negative. Okay? It really means you're taking care of self when you need to take care of self. And it kind of means you've given too much, the limit's been hit, time to go refill for yourself, and then you can come back to the party again. Okay?
Okay. And that's A-I-S-H-A.
Correct.
Okay. And how about my first name?
It's all in harmony with your first name, Purusha. All of that is. Okay? It's all in harmony.
I'm going through a lot of hard time. So
everybody is in the year 2020.
Yeah,
that's why my team back in they said like 5 and 6 years ago, this was going to be the year of sorrows. And I was reminded about that as clients started calling in this year and go, you know, I talked to you in 1984. And you said, we asked about 2020 because that was going to be retirement. You were going to say, and you said, don't retire that year. It's the year of sorrows. Get through the year first, you know? And so every year has a name or a theme, okay? And 2020 is the year, in our book, 2020 is the year of sorrows. Because according to what my team has told me, it is that the second half of the year is going to be a whole lot more challenging than the first half of the year. But they've also told me that so many souls, because of the absolute opportunities for soul growth that's occurring right now, that everybody wanted to be here during this time period. And then when we get through this time period, okay, and we're able to look back, because this time period goes all the way to 2032, not sorrows, but different challenges on different levels. But at 2032, when we look back, we're going to say, thank you, God. I feel so pleasured, so pleased, so honored that I got to do this through this and actually be here and participate during this time period in history, because the earth is making history during these years. So, so just know that 2020 is difficult for everybody. It'll start getting easier in April of 2021, according to everybody's names that I've done readings for.
Right.
Okay.
So my first name doesn't make it difficult for me.
No, your first name doesn't make it difficult at all.
Okay.
It's the time period that's making it difficult. It's not any of the letters in your name. So just know Just got to get through 2020. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Percy. Uh-huh. Denise, thank you for your patience. Denise from New York, it is your turn. What would you like to know?
Thank you. What spiritual gifts do I have in my name?
Oh, my gosh, you are a clairvoyant. You're clairaudient first, and then clairvoyant. It's like all the Clair sisters want to come visit you. Clairaudient, clairvoyant, clairsentient, all that stuff. So how you can develop those gifts is through meditation, and they'll all come to you.
So you said first clairvoyant and then clair...
Audience.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then clairsentient.
Yeah, those are the ones I thought I was working on.
Yeah, it's like the whole Clair family wants to come visit you.
Clair family, I love it.
Okay, so any of those things that start with Clair, you can do any of them. You have that in your name all the way through. And your hearing ability is really strong. Okay, so I think you hear spirit and you don't recognize your hearing spirit. Okay, so this is how you can start recognizing it. When you're thinking and you're thinking down one track, we never interrupt our own thinking patterns. It doesn't happen. But all of a sudden, you stop thinking something and you start thinking something else. It's like your thinking got interrupted. That's spirit coming in and taking you a different pathway. Because we don't interrupt our own thoughts. They're linear. And when spirit comes in, they take them at an angle. And that's how you can start recognizing. And the other thing is if, Denise, with gratitude, you just say, thank you guys for talking with me. Thank you guys for having patience while I'm learning to listen. Thank you guys for whatever. It comes easier and easier. I always say gratitude makes an attitude of gratitude makes the space for grace. And then the more you're grateful for, the more they give you to be grateful for.
I agree with you on that, yes. And you know, it's interesting. I've been saying recently that I am growing my gratitude.
Yeah. And I think that opens it up so that it's easier for you to distinguish what you're hearing from the Clair family versus what you're thinking it's all you.
There are times when, for instance, I have a great relationship with St. Anthony. So we seem to go back a long way, and he has helped me to hone my clairaudience, my clairvoyance, and literally just by asking him, what did I do with such and such? Where did I put whatever? And we've gotten to the point where he will tap me on the shoulder and let me know about something before I ask.
Yeah. See, and isn't that cool? That's because all the whole Clair family wants to talk with you. So you're good. Those are your gifts and talents.
Oh, beautiful. Do you see anything for me specific down the road?
Not without doing my little process on your name. It's harder for me to do it on the spot. I can interpret
your
name really easily.
Not a problem. Okay. I would look forward to that. That would be super.
Yeah. In readings, I do all of that ahead of time, and I map it all out. So many years you're going to focus on this, then you're going to go to that, then you're going to go to that. You know, that's just part of a reading. Okay?
Right. Oh, this has been wonderful. I've never had a chance to speak to you, and I've enjoyed listening to you, so thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, Denise. My pleasure. And know that you can get really, really, really good with your Clair family because you're already a member. Okay?
Wow. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Okay, Susanna.
You too. Take care.
Yep. Susanna from Georgia. And McAllister, I think you go by your middle name. Sharon and Glenn, please make sure that my producer has your phone number just in case I don't get you in, that I can call you after. Okay? Okay. Susanna, your turn.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I got to have some correspondence with you today. That was fun.
Yes, you did. And I gave him my married name. I didn't give him my maiden name. I'm not sure if that causes a problem.
Nope, it lets me know what you're doing now versus what you came to do.
Okay.
So it keeps you current. And I want to let you know that your book is already all addressed. I don't think we put it in the system yet for your tracking number, but it's ready to go out. Because Grace comes in and she works evenings and she'll get it out.
Fantastic. Excellent.
And
thank you.
Yeah, and your email has been sent that you've got to verify that, yes, you want to get those 92 days of emails. So that one's already been sent to you.
Okay? Oh, I'm excited to start.
Yeah. Well, didn't you already order 3 books or something before?
Yes, I already have them already. I do. I have the first one already, and I've read it several times. I love it.
Great. So obviously you're getting this book as a gift for somebody, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what will happen, and I'm excited. Will the emails be different than what's in the books?
It's explained a little differently. You're going to see a lot of repetition, but they're explained differently. They come in, the 92-day emails come in 5 paragraphs a day, no more than 5. And sometimes it'll ask you questions. And sometimes it'll say, okay, now here's the answers. You know, the next day is here's the answers. It's a way of really getting your communication styles down well and a few other things that show up a lot and knowing how to handle them and what to do with them.
Wonderful. Most of the emails that I see from you don't address my first vowel, which is a U. They're all, I guess U isn't as common as the other vowels.
It isn't, but it's coming. And it'll come in these 92-day emails because they all get equal treatment in the 92 days.
Wonderful. Can you tell me anything good about my name?
It says that you have a great sense of humor, you're a lot of fun to be around, and you're very organized and very smart, and you don't have any patience for stupid people.
Very true. You got it right. Got it right on the head there. Very cool.
You'd be fun. And people remember you, by the way. When you're using your married last name, people remember you. You may not realize it, but they'll remember you. Even passerbys, even the people in the grocery store or at a restaurant when you're interacting. I always mispronounce this word, but you're memorable.
People
remember
awesome.
You. Yeah.
Is there a conflict with my middle name since I spell it differently?
Yeah, kind of. And the ending, the last 2 letters in your middle name are where the real problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it can bring up distrust. When you're under stress, people aren't going to trust you as easily as they will with the whole rest of your name.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so if you respelt your middle name like with an A-H at the end instead of those last 3 letters that you have there, that would cancel that out and that wouldn't be a problem anymore and you'd have the same sound.
Okay, very good. Awesome. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay.
God bless you.
I am at the tail end. Good. I'm so glad the 2 of you, I'm so sorry I didn't get to you, but I will right after the show is over. I will call you. So be standing by. I will call you and get your questions in because I always think if you've waited online so long, you deserve to get your questions answered. Again, I'd like to thank everybody who called in tonight and everybody who is listening because I so appreciate you and I so appreciate the opportunity to help give and share information because this is such a fearful time in our country and fear is simply a lack of information. And I think the more information we can know about ourselves and about others and how to do our communications and our relationships makes the world a better place. So thank you for listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. Next week, I have Vincent Genna. He is a 3-time psychic. He's been on the show before. He has just the most wonderful healing voice, and he's the one that will be on with me next week. So he's a medium and a psychic, and he can talk with people that have crossed over. He's just fabulous. So I want to thank you again so much for listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, signing off.